the third chapter of Revelation, words that were penned by John on the Isle of Patmos as he was being inspired by the Spirit of God to write to a church in Philadelphia. Amen. And he said, the angel to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Amen. Everybody say, there's an open door before me. Turn to somebody and say that eye to eye with somebody. There's an open door before me. You may be seated. Amen. Some time ago, I was with somebody. We were trying to get into a house. All the keys were there, and the key to the door was there. And we worked 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 trying to unlock that door. Then I said, let me try something. And I turned the doorknob and the door opened. Sometimes things are not so difficult. We sing the song, prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. But really, I sometimes ask, is the door really locked? Maybe we think that the door to heaven is locked. And maybe sometimes we think that the entrance into the kingdom of God is difficult. But as I read in the Word of God, Jesus reminds us over and over that Jesus is the door. And that Jesus is a friend who wants to stick closer than a brother. And Jesus is calling all to come unto me. All ye that are weak and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And doesn't the Scripture teach us all the way through that what He opens, no man can shut. And what He shuts, no man can open. Praise God. There's an open door before you tonight. An open door of opportunity beyond anything you ever imagined. Amen. All it takes is maybe don't try so hard and don't get frustrated trying to get through this thing. Just realize what God has provided is not locked. You can get through it. You can get through it. It's not a deep, dark secret that nobody can find. It's just a way that those who want to know it, it's open to you. Amen. He doesn't just make it so obvious to those who want to say bad things about Him and to mock the way of God and those who want to make fun and make light of the things of God. But any sincere heart that says, I want to know more. I want to change my life. I want to stop the way I've been and I don't know what to do. God has set before you an open door that no man can shut. No man can shut. Your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your children, your neighbors, nobody can shut this door. If you want to serve God, you can serve God. Nobody can stop you from serving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody. Nobody can stop you from serving God. Sister Leah, every time you open your mouth, I just get blessed all over. Praise. I just see open doors in front of you. One after another, you go forward, there's going to be another door open, another door open, another door open. And every one of those doors is going to be Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. And not just a Sister Lee, I see this in every one of you. If you want to get through from where you are to where you can be, just walk forward. Let's praise Him right now. Hallelujah. Just walk forward. Just walk forward. I've set before you an open door. And as I read those few words, I could see some things that are very consistent with the entire Word of God. You have not denied my name. That has a lot to do with the open door. A lot of people today are denying the name of Jesus. Oh, they will pray in Jesus' name. There's no problem with saying Jesus Christ if certain things happen. They will say Jesus, and when they read prayers or recite poetry, there's not a big problem with the name of Jesus in many areas of life, but when it comes to water baptism, there seems to be some difficulty in that. And so the world and the religious system in general has replaced Jesus' name baptism with something that seems to feel more comfortable. Many people would rather call on God by His titles rather than His name. But as I read these things about the name of Jesus, I read in one passage that there is a name higher than any other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And you know, if we would deny His name in anything we do, that part that we're denying His name in is a part where He is not Lord. I want Him to be Lord of all. Amen. If I pray in Jesus' name, why can't I be baptized in Jesus' name? Why do I have to settle for tradition when man says this is just as good? But as I read the history of the tradition that came from replacing Jesus' name baptism with words Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I have no problem with those words. Even Jesus said that we're to teach all nations to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But so many people read that and they can't seemingly focus in on the word name. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost has a name. There is a name involved here. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. N-A-M-E, singular. Name. Everybody say name. Name. Amen. And so what we need to find is what the whole family of God is named. Praise God. God is spirit. He said this to the woman at the well. God is spirit. God is a spirit. Everybody say God is a spirit. In more than one place in the Bible, the word says God is not a man that he should lie. And Jesus himself, the man of God, the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior that manifests the Spirit of Almighty God, proclaimed to a little lady that had problems in her life, I'm the one you're seeking for. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm the ones that the prophet has wrote about. And God is a spirit, and He's seeking for true worshipers, worshipers that will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So we can find out something about this spirit. And the angel proclaimed to Mary that they should call His name, this baby that would be born, Jesus. Why? Because He would save His people from their sins. Who do you think saves people from sin? It's God. And when Jesus was a little older, He started telling people, when you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. I and My Father are one. And they didn't understand it. But those who would seek after understanding, those who wanted to know, came to realize that God the Father is the Spirit that's above all things, beneath all things, around all things, through all things. He's right here in this room, right where you sit. And that is your open door. Hallelujah. That is your open door. That is your open door. Praise God. And He said over and over, I came in My Father's name. And if He came in His Father's name, we need to be careful if we deny the name of the one who came in His Father's name. Praise God, because I don't want that door to be locked to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was in a service once, and there was a young man wanting to be saved. He wanted to know God. And he was praying to the Father, and then he didn't get the results he wanted. After a while, he said, okay, how about you, son? Could you help me? And he started praying to the Son. And after a while, it wasn't exactly coming to him like he thought it should. So he said, well, maybe I'll try the Holy Ghost for a while. And I stopped him. I interrupted this young man's prayer. And I said, I want to tell you something. If you start calling on the name of Jesus, you will have the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I came in my Father's name. And then he said, the Holy Ghost, I will send you in my name. Praise God. God has set before us an open door. Amen. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door. And you might think back, well, my works are maybe not so pleasant, not so good. Well, God knows our works. It doesn't matter what they are. What he wants us to realize is there is a name that's big enough, amen, to set you free, no matter what the works were. Praise God. There is a blood that has been shed that is strong enough and powerful enough to wash away all of our sins. Hallelujah. There is a spirit that fills all in all. When one person receives the Holy Ghost, it does not diminish the amount of Holy Ghost available. If the whole world receives the Holy Ghost, there's still enough for another population on this world to receive. Praise God. When somebody receives the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost as we call it, amen. When somebody receives the Holy Ghost, the rest of us get so happy. Why? Because we know what's going on here. Amen. We've walked through some open doors. This old world will close doors in your face. There are things that will happen in our lives that make us feel like society is going bad. There's something wrong with everything in general. Everything in authority, everything in power seems to be corrupt. There is no solution to the pollution of humanity. But then we call on the name of Jesus, and he shows us an open door. Hallelujah. He shows us an open door. I know your works. Amen. I have set before you an open door that no man can shut. Amen. You have a little strength. Everybody say, I have a little strength. Amen. And you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. And you may ask a question, so what should I do, or what shall I do? The answer can be found, and I'm going to close, but the answer can be found in Acts, the book of Acts. If you want to turn to it and read it, in the book of Acts, a group of people were gathered together, waiting on the promise of God. Jesus had promised them that they would receive the Spirit of God in their lives, and he called it the Holy Ghost. Amen. Wait for the promise of the Father. In the book of Acts, the second chapter, verse number 37, Peter had just preached a message about what was about to take place and what was taking place. Amen. And what had been done and how Jesus had been crucified. And these people gathered around wondering what's going on, asked the question, what shall we do? And that may be your question tonight. And if you can find out what the answer to that question is, I promise you there's an open door here of opportunity that'll give you victory in every area of your life on this earth. And no matter what goes on, you'll still have some reason to rejoice, some reason to be happy, some reason to know that you're still set free, no matter what kind of ropes they tie on you, how many chains they want to bind you with. You know that you've got the power within you to go through those open doors. Amen. What shall we do? What shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent. Everybody say repent. And be baptized. Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins. Now that, if I just read that only, that's a powerful message, and it would be sufficient for the sermon for tonight. Repent and be baptized. What is repentance? That's turning away from your sins, turning to God. You have enough strength to take that next step. Praise God. Everybody stand up just for a second. Amen. Take one baby step forward. You may be seated. You didn't even have to say, Mother, may I? That's all it takes. He gave you a little strength. Now you lean forward, you go forward. What's next? Amen. You believe already. Some people say that's all you have to do. Well, I'm going to tell you, there is a change that does take place when you believe on the Lord as your personal Savior. I accept him into my life. I want to know him. I believe he's there. You start believing that. That's a lot better than not believing. It'll change your life just to start believing. It changes some people so much just believing that he's there that they think they're already saved. And by faith, You can be saved if you won't stop there. There's still an open door before you. I have set before you an open door. Take another step, see what happens. Repentance. Not just believing, but repentance. If we believe on Him, we should be willing to say, I'm sorry for my sins. I want to go forward from here. I don't want to get stuck in my sins. Take another step. Repent. Amen. And there are doors behind you that will start closing. Those doors that man opened for you. Those doors for opportunity to get drunk, to get sad, to get frustrated, to get depressed, to get yourself down, to get yourself into a lifestyle that you're not happy with. God starts closing those doors behind you. No man can open those doors again. You just take another step. I repent. And God opens another door. What now? Be baptized. Who gets baptized? Every one of you. Everybody say, that includes me. That includes me. Oh, what an open door of opportunity. God has provided us repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the removal of sins. That's a door that God has opened to take sin out of our life. No man can put it back into you. Let's stand and praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've set before you an open door. So what's next? Oh, brothers and sisters, what's next? God Himself wants to live inside of your life. He wants to put the door in you so that every way you turn, that door just keeps opening. It just keeps opening. There are blessings after blessings after blessings after blessings after blessings. There is no bondage that you can get in that you won't find a way out of it. There is no darkness that is so dark that you can't find the light. There is no depth that is so low that you cannot find a ladder to take you to the top. There is no problem that's so bad that you cannot solve it, because the Holy Ghost is God's open door inside of our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I get excited. It makes me yell sometimes. Praise God. What I just said in a nutshell, so that you can understand me, so I'm not talking so loud, is I do believe. Door open. I do repent. Another door opens. I will be baptized, not just any old way, but in the name of Jesus. Another door opens. Now what do I do? Nothing. Just stand there while I see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. You were surrounded by enemies. There was no way to cross over from here. Then God just parted the sea. Hallelujah. The next step forward is one that God just reaches and pulls you forward. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't worry if you haven't received it yet. Just keep on believing it until it happens. Because it's a promise of God. It's a promise of God. Hallelujah. That's it. That's what I said. That's what the Word says. Amen. You can be full of joy, happiness, and peace. Walk in the light. And those doors just keep opening. Bow your head just for a moment. Is there anybody here that's not embarrassed, not shy, not so shy, that you could not come forward and say, pray for me, that I'll be able to go through these open doors? I don't care who you are. God loves you. I don't care what you've done. God loves you. I don't care how you feel. God loves you. And I don't care if you're a member of this church or a visitor. God loves you. And you're all welcome just to come up here and enjoy, because in a moment I'm going to call everybody forward. But sometimes in taking that step and just going ahead and be bold enough to take that step and come forward, you will see doors open. Just because God sees you making an effort to go forward. So who wants to come forward and say, I want what God has for me in my life? Amen. And you're welcome to do that. Praise God. Just come up here and stand. We're not going to embarrass you. Other than just ask you to come forward, maybe that's a little embarrassing. But it's worth it. I promise you it's worth it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There are two people standing here, and both of them have been baptized in Jesus' name, and they both want that gift that God promised. What's to keep them from receiving the Holy Ghost tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Is anybody that believes strong enough that God will do what He says He will do, that you'd like to come up and stand with these and believe with them that we're here tonight in the presence of God and there is a door open full of salvation? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have not denied the name. You went forward. You did repent. You did believe. You did accept. You were baptized. Now we're waiting on the promise that God did promise. Hallelujah. Amen. If you'd like, just like to come up and stand in the group, you're welcome. Because when God moves on one, sometimes He just gets the whole multitude. He just gets the whole multitude. Amen. When He went out and fed the multitude in the Bible, amen, He fed them all. In the upper room, when people gathered together waiting on the promise, they all received the Holy Ghost. What's to stop all of us from getting blessed right now? Why don't we just start praising Him? Just start praising Him. Just start loving Him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I thank you right now. I thank you right now, Jesus. There is no telling what God can do. Praise God, if you just take that next step, or you just believe that God will take you through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, in your name. In your name, Lord Jesus. In your name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this people. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. King of kings, Lord of lords, mighty God. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Holy Spirit, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise Him. He inhabits the praise of His people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He inhabits the praise of His people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for opening a way for us. Thank you, Lord, for providing a way for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making a promise. Thank you for making a promise. Thank you for making a promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, blessed Redeemer. Blessed Redeemer.